This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
If people are regular listeners of the show, they might have heard a few kind of quite unsavoury things that we've said in regards to animals. We do say a lot of bad stuff, but
mean things. We don't mean it at all.
We've said some bad stuff, and we've put together a little supercut of the horrible things we've said about animals. I'm just going to play that for everybody so they know what's actually happening. We'll play it. We'll play it in just a second when we get our hands on it.
Well, where does it come from? Did you get bitten by a dog?
I think if there's one animal that I hate more than any other animal, it's Jack Russells.
Really?
I can't stand little
Really?
Little
they are
pests.
Yappy, but, like, you know, you
they're
could put, like...
They're small and yappy, and they're just, I don't know.
A muzzle, or you could
yeah,
put
I just think
room,
if I knew, all right, if I knew the dog wasn't going to get hurt, and nobody knew, maybe I'd give it a swift drop punch. That's all I'm saying. Stand most surefire way to recover from a snake bite. Say, for instance, you got bitten on the toe, might be wearing no shoes, walking around, as you do. Thing you've got to do is find a large animal. Crocodile works best.
Okay.
Shark will suffice, maybe even a sharp-toothed wombat. And immediately attach the animal to the affected area and have it bitten off.
Are they like pigeons if you gave them Mentos?
haven't done that one yet. Now, I hadn't done that, Em, but a quick Google search showed me what feeding a Mentos would do to a pigeon.
Not so quick, because you've got to get through a lot of 18-plus filters to be able to find, to watch the videos of what happens to a pigeon if you feed it a Mentos.
Make sure Mum wasn't watching behind me.
Just a little, pop.
We are not cruel people. We are not cruel people.
Well, I'm not a cruel person. I didn't hear any clips with me
and
talking about
animal
abuse.
We'd like to apologise. We'd like to apologise to Peter,
irony.
To RSPCA.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting lopped in with this.
But just before we do, I mean, we're going to apologise. So I think that's going to kind of clear everything up. So I would like to just tell one more story.
Okay.
Bit of animal cruelty. Would like to share this story with everybody. It's a guy in one of my classes told me. He told me the story that he was out with his family that all had a whole bunch of fish and chips at the beach and had a lot of chips left over because they wanted a bit too much. They're like near a road and there were a lot of seagulls around and he grabbed the packet of chips and threw all the chips on the road. So all the seagulls flew to get the chips and a truck came and hit the entire flock of seagulls. So this guy killed an entire flock of seagulls. And now I'd like to launch into my apology. This is my apology to Peter, to the RSPCA, animal lovers, everywhere. Sorry for the vile and crude and, quite frankly, just downright bad things that we said about animals. It was misguided. It was immature. And we've grown up, and I promise I will never joke about kicking a small, defenseless Jack Russell again, especially if nobody's watching. I would kick it if somebody was watching and I would cop the punishment. Happily.
I would also like to apologise. I think I have to tag along onto this one. Because of pigeons. Now, pigeons are pests. However, pigeons help clear pests. And without pigeons, there would be scraps everywhere. So I'm sorry to the pigeons. I'm sorry to the people for offending the pigeons and for feeding them Mentos. And suggesting that we all do. So, again, I'm deeply sorry for any harm or grievances that I have caused.
And finally, I'd like to make an apology to Peter for not calling these two out on their vile comments made towards animals. There's a quote that I have sitting above my bed. It's by Desmond Tutu. If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. I'm sorry, Peter.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're all sorry.
I think that apology went pretty well.
Yeah, hopefully that gets them off our back for a couple
of
weeks.
Done and dusted. Let's move on.
Great. nothing more needs to be said about that particular transgression.
Actually, there is a fly that has just entered the room. Can you please swat that?
Ninja style.
Oh, okay. That meant nothing.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.